bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Learning to Listen by Dr. Carrie Vo, Tuesday, January 12, 2021. The text is 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10. Now the boy, Samuel, was ministering to the Lord in the presence of Eli. And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his own place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and he, Samuel, said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Lie down again." So he went and lay down. And the Lord called again, "Samuel." Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." But he said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me." And Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant hears.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood, calling as at other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." Today we have the story of how God called Samuel to be his prophet. It doesn't start very well. God calls Samuel four times before the boy understands who is calling him, and that he needs to stay where he is and pay attention. We're like that too, aren't we? As Christians, we trust God to direct us and show us what he wants us to do, and yet we worry about missing the right path, about not hearing God when he calls us, about getting it wrong, and it causes us shame and fear. But it doesn't need to. Look how patient God is with Samuel. He knows perfectly well Samuel is a child and has never heard the voice of God before. He allows Samuel to run to his foster father three times, maybe because it will be a lot less scary for Samuel to have Eli involved in telling him what to do. God is kind and merciful to us as well. He knows that in spiritual things we are children and make basic mistakes. He expects that. And he bends down to us in our weakness, patiently, lovingly, never surprised, until we figure it out. He does more than that. He fights for us. For us, the lost children of humanity, he fights so that we may become his own children and live with him forever. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, he does what we cannot do, defeats the power of death and evil, brings us home, no matter how long it takes for us to hear him calling. Why don't we pray to him together? Heavenly Father, teach us to hear when you call. In Jesus' name, amen.